Hello, I'm Darren Jordan in Doha with the top stories here on Al Jazeera. We start with breaking news, and we're getting reports that Aung San Suu Kyi, the ousted leader in Myanmar, has just been sentenced to 4 years in jail on a number of different charges. Well, Florence Louis joins us live now from Kuala Lumpur. Florence, so Aung San Suu Kyi had faced numerous charges and the prospect of over 100 years in jail. Talk us through those charges and what the court's verdict was.
That's right. So these were the first verdicts in the about a dozen charges that she faces. Remember, she was arrested. She was detained on the 1st of February, which was the day of the coup. And then she's on several trials. There are some charges against her which haven't even been brought to trial. But these are the very first verdicts. And these verdicts had been deferred from a week ago. Now, we're hearing that she, in fact, we've confirmed with a source on the ground in Myanmar, that she's been sentenced to 2 years on the charge of incitement, and as well as 2 years for breaking coronavirus rules. Now, her other defendants, the deposed president, Win Myint, and also another high-ranking former official of the NLD government, that's National League for Democracy, Aung San Suu Kyi's political party, has also been found guilty and sentenced to prison. Now, we don't have any other details beyond that, so we don't know if they are going to be sent to prison immediately. And normally as well, courts do allow sentences to run concurrently instead of consecutively. So if she's been sentenced for 2 years for one crime and 2 years for another crime, sometimes these sentences can run concurrently, which means she'll end up spending 2 years in prison rather than four. We don't know if that's happening in this case. We have to remember also, though, that these are not the only verdicts, the only charges and the only trials she's facing. There are several more. The junta has charged her with corruption. She's also been charged with breaching the Official Secrets Act. And the latest charges, they piled on another corruption charge, as well as electoral fraud. Remember, electoral fraud is the justification that the junta had used for seizing power on the 1st of February. This was a day that the National League for Democracy, the representatives for parliament were due to be sworn in. And that's when the junta stepped in and seized power. Now, we're really not sure. We're waiting for more details about what's going to happen, whether she is going to be taken to prison. Now, Aung San Suu Kyi and her co-defendants were kept in an undisclosed location. They had very limited access. Now, this verdict doesn't come as a surprise. Political observers we've spoken to say they wouldn't be surprised if she is found guilty, simply because the junta is worried about her popularity, and they want to make sure that she no longer has any voice in the political arena in Myanmar. Darren.
Florence Louis, live for us there in Kuala Lumpur. Florence, thank you for the update.